what you will find in the pages of Church and State. Many today not only suggest but demand the removal of God or the mention of His name from the public square. We certainly do not want a theocracy, even if it is said in its constitution that it will be run in accordance with God's will, whoever that God may be. All governments on earth are run by man, as with any government that has exceedingly strong centralization. The opportunity to abuse power is so tempting that history has shown it never works out well for the people. But what happens if God is denied, outlawed, utterly banned? What if the unimaginable catastrophe happens and our leaders cannot call upon divine assistance? President Dan Vermillion doesn't have to imagine. He is faced with a nation that has had 9 nuclear devices set off in our biggest cities, and a new law that draws the line between church and state that our founders never intended. Now, he must either break the law and personally suffer the consequences, or watch his beloved nation as it slides into oblivion. Church and State is a fast-paced story that includes characters that make those in House of Cards look like choir boys. More importantly, it requires the reader to look at the unintended consequences of the extreme drive to chase God out of our nation and our lives.